ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Snap to Prescott, and he airs it out deep down the left side for Pickens, over the shoulder, for crying out loud, he caught the ball. That's a perfect throw all the way down at the 35-yard line. He beat the noisy Marshawn Lattimore for 44 yards. What a throw,
over the shoulder, for crying out loud. What a that was a hell of a catch yesterday by George Pickens. Another incredible day for him yesterday, as we alluded to already. 44-22, the final score. George Pickens yesterday, four receptions on 6 targets, 82 yards. Then, of course, you had CeeDee Lamb. He had 5 catches for 110 yards and had the big 74-yard touchdown reception as well, where it was just bad defense. I mean, you had got through 2 or 3 guys and just kind of out there playing center field, and CeeDee went up there, grabbed it, and, did a little move, and boom, next thing you know, he's going to the house. So loved what you saw out of that Dallas Cowboys offense yesterday. But let's see it again.
Side note, I just love the distribution of targets. I mean, CeeDee had 8 in his first game back. Pickens had 6.
Yeah.
How many did Fergie have?
7.
7, like, you know what I'm saying? Equals 6, 7, 8 right there.
And that was really the bulk of your receptions right there. Or excuse me, that was the bulk of your targets. Like I said, you had Kevontae had 1 for 17. Jalen Tolbert, we mentioned, already had 2. And then Jaden Blue, Hunter Lipke both had 1 apiece. And then actually Javonte Williams, who does get a lot of dump offs, he had 4. Granted, only caught 1 for a robust 2 yards.
I wonder where Mingo and Flannoy, how they fit into that.
Well, I mean, I
who do you take targets away from? Because I like the 8 and 6 number from.
I think it just comes down to
CeeDee and.
Well, that's not going to change. I think it just comes down to, okay, how much is Kevontae? Well, it's going to be Kevontae Turpin and Jalen Tolbert.
Yeah, but what do they have? 3 combined targets.
Yeah,
and obviously, not every game you're going to be blowing people out, running the ball a bunch in the fourth, yada yada yada. But I mean,
Tolbert's going to go down. I mean, you're not playing Tolbert over Jonathan Mingo.
1-0.
Like, you have to see what you... And if you're the Cowboys, you owe it to yourself to see what you have in Jonathan Mingo. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Tolbert, we already know. I mean, it's been said ad nauseum on this radio station. You are not keeping him next year.
At least,
it certainly doesn't seem that way. Or at least I don't understand why you would.
Yeah. Especially with all the talent you have. Less about Tolbert. Just like...
Because if you're bringing back George Pickens, and who knows whether you do or not, that's another conversation for another time. We still got a lot of football left before that decision is made. But you know you got Mingo for at least another year. Obviously, CD's coming back. Obviously, Ryan Flannoy is somebody that you're going to keep on a rookie deal. So I don't – and Kevontae's, signed, what, a 3-year deal this past offseason. So, yeah, I mean – Mingo is – and Mingo will be activated. That we were told that this week by Stephen Jones. So – bro, you got a, I mean, that's a deep-ass wide receiver room.
Yeah.
for a group that really two guys get the bulk of the work.
And you throw Ferguson in there too.
Go ahead and set us up. You were there yesterday. You were there for the post game scrum with Jerry. Seemed like he was in a little bit better spirits yesterday.
He sprinted out of that locker room. He said, I'm ready to talk. He said, you thought I'd miss this? I wouldn't miss this for the world. And then everyone started recording.
Well, and then of course, you and I, as being part of the post game team, it was pretty crunk in that locker room.
Yeah,
you can't always hear the hoot and holler. Not to say that they were psyched after yesterday's win.
Well, actually, you set this clip up. You made fun of me from this is me talking to Dak. How would you? I'll let you set it up.
I made fun of you in the sense of because it's you. But no, it was a great question. So I'll let you do it.
No, you do it.
No, you do it. No, you do it. You were there.
This is
I'll do it.
Somebody gonna do it? Anybody?
This is Blake asking Jerry Jones on Dak Prescott's case for MVP.
League right now, Jerry. What? Is Dak Prescott the MVP of the league right now?
Well, he's mine, and he should be Cowboy fans. And he gives us a tremendous opportunity. And this team is really following. And this team is can play against the league competition just like you saw today. Can play that way, and it can get better.
He's played at a high level before, but right now it seems like there isn't really a bad game coming from Dak. Are you seeing any differences in kind of his approach, or is this just the same Dak and we're just seeing even better results?
Well, I think he and Brian, when Brian was addressing this year, he and Dak had some things in mind that they wanted to work into timing, wanted to work into several technical aspects. Maybe a few, but basically it has to do with his actual techniques as opposed to anything about his leadership or anything about that. And that was on the table, and we got some benefit last year, but we knew we were going to really get some benefit from it this year. Yes, I can see the work that Dak and Brian have done during this past off season. I can see it improving Dak's game.
Do you feel like Clayton Adams is getting enough respect for kind of what he's done to this offense on both the passing and running game as well?
Well, he should be. He should be. They make quite a team. Brian's the guy that hired him, and Clayton is an outstanding coach, and be the first to tell you that this is a great opportunity, and we're glad we had it.
I appreciate the follow-ups, though, because, Clayton Adams. Now, and Jerry probably didn't want to say too much about it because he's like, look, quit blowing up my boy's spot because you're costing me more money every time you ask about him. Thanks a lot. He should be. He should be. All right, next question. Thanks a lot.
Blake
Elliott, 105.3 The Fan. Tolo, baby.
Dez Bryant was right behind me as I was asking those questions, and as soon as I got done, I asked Dez, you're going to ask a question, and someone asked him about, the best wide receiver duos. Is this the best? And he looks right at Dez. He's like, I didn't forget about you, Dez. I got you. So, shout out to Dez being there. The vibes were high. You saw the guys entering the locker room. Dez is dapping up every single guy. No, Brandon Aubrey walks up to him and says, you were my favorite player growing up. Him and CeeDee and Pickens have a moment where they're dapping up. It felt good to be, and it was good energy, good aura, if you will.
It was. I mean, you enjoy moments like that. It's just, we'd like to see you do it against a team that is in the top four or five right now.
All right.
I mean, that's the issue.
We got some more Jerry cuts. Dylan, why don't you just go ahead and set up the other two? What you got for us?
So we have the whole Trayvon Diggs issue, and he's in concussion protocol. And I believe the latest shot he said today, he is still in concussion protocol. So this is Jerry postgame talking about the whole entire Trayvon Diggs situation.
You as GM, do you try to get to the bottom of that quickly? Do you wait for somebody to come to you? Here's what we're hearing from Trayvon. How do you handle something like that?
Well, I just, first of all, want to make sure that no rules have been violated that would hurt the person or the team. Things like law enforcement, those kinds of rules like that. Beyond that, these players are in such a spotlight. And the kinds of things that a lot of us have happened to us, knots on our head, bumps on our back, all that kind of stuff. When you're at where these players are, then that's a higher accountability. Okay. To answer your question, no, I don't go looking it up at all. I really don't. I see what is given me, and I'm satisfied with that. Okay. And frankly, I'm satisfied what any player tells me until we get to the point where I'm not satisfied. Mm-hmm.
And this,
but it's not different for a player. That's different for all of our relationships in life.
But is he progressing pretty well in terms of concussion or whatever he's dealing with, protocols?
I haven't had a doctor's report today. You know, but I don't think the nature of his injury was something that would impact us for multiple weeks ahead. I think it could possibly be behind us this week.
Okay.
Yeah. This is not some kind of something that at all. No, he had an accident, and I'm good with that, and he'll be back out here playing.
Okay.
And we need him. If he'll join in and play his game the way these guys have adjusted to play their game, we'll get a lot better team with Diggs.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you have it. That was yesterday post-game, asked about Trayvon Diggs, whether he was going to come back anytime soon. So they said, look, obviously it's TBD. This is Steven today on KNC updating us on the Trayvon Diggs situation.
No further updates, no, other than obviously he had an accident at home, and it was one that kept him from playing. Hopefully he'll be back ready to go to work this week.
Okay. So let's tell you this. We don't know anything else.
We're all trying to get clarity. We have no idea.
Deal, dude. I'll be honest with you, man. This is a weird situation. You win yesterday, and I don't know what to make of. I mean, I asked you and I talked about this on Saturday. I said, what does this mean if they go out and play better without him? I don't think yesterday was an indictment on Trayvon Diggs not being there. Like, oh, the defense looked more organized. Like, no, yeah, I mean, he's good at man-to-man. It's just that, again, he probably – hell, Trayvon Diggs probably would have looked good yesterday.
I agree.
He's probably mad he didn't play yesterday. Yeah. Man, I could have recouped some of that negative BS you guys been hitting me with if I'd have played yesterday, and y'all could have kept y'all quiet for a little bit.
I've seen Tez Johnson run the wrong route like 5 times in this game and run into his own teammate. He just did it again on second down.
It's been a rough
– looking up and he's just running into his own teammates. It's not looking good for the Buccaneers.
No, that we're gonna take an L on we both picked the
this is definitely their lowest points. This is probably the first time they haven't scored double digits in like a couple years.
Definitely tell Abuka doesn't look the same, and Detroit basically said, look, we're gonna stop you and let everybody else try to beat us. And it's been a pretty good
the O-line also can't hold up. They've gotten pressure on Baker almost every play.
Well, that was gonna be my dare I say the Detroit defense actually looks better with Aaron Glenn gone.
10 times healthier, though. Huge caveat. Remember last year, they were literally like every one of their starters got hurt. And their best player, defensive player of the year candidate.
He was there for 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, they look good this year.
I don't remember the Lions defense looking as good as it has this year at any time when Aaron Glenn was there.
And our second Monday night game, C.J. Stroud just got sacked for minus 18 yards and a safety.
Raise your hand if you have Seattle's defense.
Well, they may overturn. Maybe they may be down at the 1 yard line.
Oh, they marked it the one?
Well, it looks like they were going to review it.
Raise your hand if you took Blake's advice, Mr. Oh, Nico Finney this year. Look, I'll give you credit for the Abuka, okay? But you know what loses you some luster this year? The way you were on the Nico Collins is about to be the greatest wide receiver of all time gaslighting you did.
Blaming the team.
I don't
Nico
blame.
Still
they overturned it, so instead of a safety, it was a 4th and 31, and they put it.
They're like, can we just go with the safety?
I mean, I'll tell you right now.
We've seen a lot of safeties this year, if you think about it.
I think we're going to have to start questioning Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, D'Amico Ryans.
You are.
Because D'Amico, I'm sorry, but this great year first year, and your team was fun to watch, and in 2 years since, you just wonder, does this mean if you're an Aaron Glenn, right? And although your defense has looked better, right? I mean, outside of the a handful of games. I mean, your defense, because here's the one thing about if you're Aaron Glenn. Like, look, we get it. It's not your fault. Justin Fields sucks. Okay.
Terrible.
Like
that,
and
bad, he, bad, he, bad,
pulled,
bad, bad.
He pulled a Blake Elliott yesterday. Did you hear him?
What'd he do?
Started talking about his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he did. Middle of it.
Man, look, I'm all for talking about Jay Sizzle after a win or a loss.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay?
For sure.
Like,
win or loss,
in the heat of the moment, right? Like, hey, man, you know what? But when you start deferring why you didn't play well, and it's up to JC.
Very two of him.
Like, I understand talking about JC on the field immediately after a game. Like, you're still in it. The emotions are still running high. When you've had a chance to shower, get dressed, talk to your boys, and then you pull out the JC card.
Yeah. It's definitely a deflection from a guy who's used a JC card. It's definitely a, come on, man. I mean, you can look at
God's
how I
got my back.
I mean, I did throw four interceptions and fumble the ball and take six safeties, but Jesus Christ.
That's what Jesus Christ wanted me to
Jesus
do.
Is looking down and shaking his head like, come on.
I didn't call that, okay? I didn't call that. I'm more of a Mahomes Dak guy, okay? Just saying. That's me, though. That's me. Last but certainly not least, this is Shoddy, who, again, you beat the Commanders, but, and this is a question, and I'm going to find the Babe Laufenberg audio from about a month or two, actually longer than a month ago, when asked about my biggest question about Shoddy from an offensive perspective was, I don't know what kind of play caller to expect, right? Because again, we'd never thought of him as like some, you know, Sean McVay, Andy Reid, you know, Josh McDaniels type beast when it came to offenses, right? And here he is so far 7 weeks through the NFL season and is one of the hottest play callers in all the NFL. Were you in a play calling rhythm yesterday, Shot?
I don't think so. I didn't think the second quarter. I didn't think I called a great game. I kind of just spoke to that. I was getting, I won't say pissed again. I just did. I was mad, you know, and so I kind of let that get the best of me. And so, you know, when you got great players, man, you know, you call plays with a lot of confidence. I call plays with a lot of confidence knowing they're going to execute. And again, Dak, the throw to Terp on a check down, we were running a little action pass and had a free runner, man. He knew right where the check down was. And then, you know, the one thing we are is explosive, man. We got speed and guys that can make people miss. And as a coach, it makes you excited. But, hey, look, this offensive staff, Clayton Adams, Steve Shimko, Ken Dorsey, I could go up and down the list. Junior Adams with what he's done with those two receivers and Terp. I'm a blessed man to lead from the front of a great group of guys on both sides of the ball and special teams as a staff.
Special teams as a staff.
Shout out, Shoddy.
I thought Shoddy called a pretty dadgum good game yesterday, if I do say so myself. All right, the Cowboys love it. Tell you what, we have not answered any of y'all text messages yet. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. What were your takeaways from yesterday's ball game as well? We'll read some of those. But let's take a look at some players that you will be getting back sooner rather than later. We already mentioned one, albeit briefly, Mr. Jonathan Mingo Mania. He'll be back. He'll be activated for this week. And Stephen Jones, on whose window they're opening this week. Plus, somebody that I have been very skeptical of as to whether or not we'll ever see him this year in a Cowboy uniform. Apparently, we may see him sooner rather than later. Who am I talking about? Stick around. We'll tell you next.
This next segment on the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call Frankel first.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
214-817-333-3333. With Franklin Franco, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Franco, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Welcome back in. It is the Fan After Dark. We've got one game over. Detroit took care of business tonight against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 24-9. Raise your hand if you had Jahmyr Gibbs. Ballin'! I can't even, I mean, I'd love to say that I'll keep my hand up because I got Nico Collins on my team, but and I don't know how that wasn't a safety, by the way. I mean, it looked like a safety to me, but then again, what do I know? I'm just a nighttime radio host here on 105.3 The Fan alongside the phenom of all phenoms in his little green, Kelly green sweatshirt.
I had to rock it. The Mavs said that they're doing the hardwood classics. They're going to redesign the court for about 15 or so games. Also be wearing the green retro jerseys.
There you go.
Filmed a podcast with Grant at Mavs Pulse Podcast. We filmed our third one today. This is what I was wearing during it. It felt fitting for the green Mavericks. So I'm loving it. Maverick season's just two days away, man.
Less than 48 hours away.
Call your shot, though. Who wins this game? Mariners versus Toronto. Seattle's up 3-1, bottom of the 7. Toronto has a runner on first.
I mean, I feel like I'm cheating considering that Seattle is winning with
okay, I'll take Toronto then. Go ahead.
Although, right now, our boy just hit a little single up the gut. 3-1, Seattle. 2 on for the for the Blue Jays. Top 7.
I got the Blue Nobody Jays. Out. You're going to Seattle?
Yeah, I'm going with Seattle.
Okay. Whoever wins has to buy the other person a cheeseburger.
That's fair. I mean, look, you kind of want, if as a Ranger fan, I think you want Seattle to win.
See, that's an interesting conversation to have all the time with Rangers fans. We talked about it not too long ago. Do you want your rival in this situation?
Absolutely.
To go to the World Series? Because
yes.
The pro is, hey, it's somebody from our division, represents the division. We had a strong division. Also, the other pro is, if that team knocked you out or whatever, it's like, at least we lost to one of the best teams. Versus the team that beat you not making it very far, and it's like, well, you're not very good.
I'm not even looking at it from that standpoint. I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, okay, the Astros dominated for a decade. Now the Mariners have jumped you since you won a World Series. Like, you know, and especially if they win the World Series.
Puts pressure on the front office.
Oh, that's what I'm looking at it from.
Happened to the Cowboys last year. Commanders and Eagles make the NFC Championship. No, I didn't put pressure on them, but maybe that was the picking straight. I don't know.
The biggest trade, because they had to.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the thing I will give credit to the Cowboys in that regard. Like, you had to go out and get George Pickens, and you went out and did it. Now, there's plenty of other moves we could look at in lambast, but we'll save that for another time. All right, so we teased what is going on with your Dallas Cowboys. Reinforcements should be arriving sooner rather than later. Now, if sooner means 3 weeks, then that's probably the sooner that we're referring to. Two names in particular, names that we've bandied about. One name in particular that we knew was coming back. Another one that I have been on the not so fast train. What says Brian Schottenheimer? He's coming.
Sorry, what cut number is that?
That was the tweet that
I got you.
Blake,
I got you. My fault. Doing like 8 things at once here.
You're good. We'll add 9.
Yeah, we'll do 9 things. Give me like 10 seconds.
You can go. Dial on. Falling down the PPR rankings.
No, he's not. I talked in his ear because I thought you were going to throw the Pickens on you.
No.
You just... No. Talked about Pickens' contract, so I thought that'd have been hand in hand.
Okay. I got it now. We're good. Here we go.
Diggs, is he out of protocol, in protocol? What's the plan here?
Yeah, he's still in protocol. Still in protocol. We did see him today. Jim and our doctors did see him today, and they sent him home. They're still in protocol.
Two other things. Demo put T-minus 21 on his Twitter account. Is he announcing something for us here?
Yeah, the plan. Yeah, the plan is good news. I'll start with we're going to be bringing Mingo active. BB will open his window. Expect him to be out there Wednesday. Revel going to open his window, and then number zero will be out there running around on Wednesday. So again, don't predict they're all playing. But again, we're excited to get those guys back, and they've worked so hard, man. I'm really, both Demo and Bon, and really all the guys have worked so hard to get back that I'm excited to get them out there. But we'll be smart, and we'll ramp them up and see how they do.
You already got Guyton back. You already got Tyler Smith back.
Yeah.
You already got Booker back. You haven't lost Steele. You're one Infinity Stone back from getting your O-line all healthy.
Yeah, no, Kukubi be coming back. You figure he'll probably be back in a couple of weeks. I'm guessing you won't see him till after the bye.
Mm-hmm.
Would be my best guess. I don't think anybody has an issue with that. I mean, Brock Hoffman's been solid.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think you've I'm not gonna say you haven't missed a beat. I'll defer to what Broadus and Wolchuk talked about today. You probably had a little bit better run game with Cooper Beebe in there, but nonetheless, Brock Hoffman has done an absolutely tremendous job for you in that backup spot. Overshown and Revel. I mean, that's, to me, those are the biggest question marks.
That could make zero impact. That could make a huge impact because Overshown, we know what he is. We don't know what he'll be like post injury.
That's the million dollar
Revel
question.
We have no idea. Revel might come out there and look at a first round pick and be awesome, all healthy, recover from knee, and it's him and Bland locking people up. That is a possibility that could happen. Is it likely? I'll let that for you to decide how likely it is, but it could happen. Or he could just be kind of Traquaz Bridges, kind of just average out there, getting into the flow of things, and he's just a rotational corner. We'll have to wait and see, but that could change how your secondary looks. Could.
I think you...
Don't have high expectations for it.
I wouldn't be surprised if they don't even activate him after the 21 days. I mean, I don't think that would be the worst case scenario. I mean, look, they already admitted that he re-aggravated his knee injury, mm-hmm. right? Like, that came out today, that he re-aggravated it. So, on one hand, it does, I mean, knowing that does kind of put a little bit of ease to it. Because it's like, all right, I mean, guys re-aggravating injuries during rehab is not out of the norm, right? So, at the very least, it lets you know, like, all right, look, at least... It's better than finding out, okay, this guy's like got like a degenerative ACL or something crazy like that. So you can live with that. Overshown to me is the biggest question mark. Like, you just don't know. I mean, Mingo, your wide receiver team, your wide receiver room is loaded as is now. So if he comes out and looks like he did in the preseason, that's a bonus for you. I mean, you can only run so many, four or five receiver sets. So I don't know what you're going to do with that.
Start taking an alignment off for receivers we got.
I don't know. And by the way,
What did I say?
Okay, calm down.
Three-run popper. The Blue Jays take a lead. Three-run homer.
Springer, too. How about that?
Fourth homer in the postseason.
Ranger fans are going to be beside themselves right now.
Bottom of the seventh. They're down 3-1. Get two men on base, and George Springer rockets a three-run homer. The Blue Jays take a 4-3 lead in Game 7 of the ALCS.
Great story from George Springer. He used to have a stuttering problem.
Really?
Well, he did. I mean, we did an interview. When I was in Houston, we did an interview with him.
First thing you thought of after he hits his home run? He used to have a stuttering problem.
I did an interview with George Springer back when I was in Houston, and he talked about, because he's part of this organization that helps kids that have stuttering problems.
Tyreek Hill catches it. Well, on the side, he is also beating on people. That's what you just did. He hits a three-run over.
He literally talks to people about his stuttering problem.
Was that the first thing that came to your head, though?
What came to your mind about George Springer?
What a great hit. What a great moment for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and mine was, I remember that time when I interviewed him and he talked about his stuttering problem. Yeah, so what? I mean, it's a normal problem to have.
I didn't say it was.
God forbid. You know what?
That's something.
Maybe you should talk to George Springer. Maybe you need to go talk to him about that.
After maybe 10 minutes, if we're still talking about Springer, you know what? He did have a stuttering problem one time. That's crazy that he's doing this. So the moment after he hits it, did have a stuttering problem.
Yeah,
if you're exactly on the broadcast, right, would you have said that as he's rounding the bases?
Probably not, because I would have other things to talk about. Like, when's the last time you thought of George Springer?
I don't think of him.
Exactly! That's my point!
So why not just say, what a great hit?
It was a great hit. Oh, by the way, he used to have a stuttering problem.
and he's rounding third. Oh, by the way, he used to have a stuttering problem.
By the way, you know what? When you guys have been doing this for 20 years and have, you know, recall from somebody you didn't interview with, then you can mention it too.
Now he's flexing on us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Now he's flexing on us.
I'm flexing on you 100% because I remember talking to George Springer about a stuttering problem.
Let's hear Jerry Jones.
Who doesn't have a stuttering problem.
Flex on David Mulligetta and Micah Parsons. He was asked about the George Pickens contract. Do games like this make it harder? Do you know George Pickens' agent? Is he? What would you say to Cowboys fans that want him on the team? He's asked a barrage.
Nobody asked him if he knew who Pickens' agent was.
Yes, they did. They did. They said, the same guy, sunglasses. He said, do you know the agent's name? Now, I don't know if that's in this audio. I'll have to wait and see.
So that's him trying to be.
So you'll hear pretty much Pickens v. Mulligetta v. the Jerry Jones going back and forth. Let's listen.
Don't pay any attention to that at all. No attention to that at all. And too much was made of that. Okay? That the agent actually had something to do with the ultimate decision of where we were. It almost had zero to do with it. Period. And that's not a negative. It just didn't have that kind of...
So let me set it up a little bit better because he kind of gets right in the middle of it. So he was asked, does kind of Micah's agent play into George Pickens' contract and kind of what happened with Micah's contract? Do you see the same thing happening with George's contract since they both have David Mulligetta representative? And that's when he says, don't read that much into it. The fact that he's the agent and goes on and say, we were going to make that deal with Micah nevertheless. So we'll continue. He's talking about Micah and kind of what went down with him and Mulligetta's contract.
I mean, that was pretty much it.
That was it? Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, someone asked him a follow-up of, do you know the agent's name? And he laughs and goes, yeah, I do know the agent's name.
Okay, yeah, because he was very steadfast during his time during the negotiations with Micah. Here's what look, I'm throwing him a three-year, $100 million deal right now.
3 years, so 30, around 33 a year?
I put him at 33.
I'm not mad at it. I mean, he's playing top 10 receiver in the entire league.
I would offer him a 3-year, $100 million deal
jump in front
right
of it
now.
Because
that's it.
You're saying, hey, we're going to overpay a little bit right now. Because we know his production of being a top 10 receiver probably isn't going to continue because you have CD there now. And you're going to play tougher competition. But maybe it does. And you're betting on that. I think you go up front. We're going to pay you more, George. We want you to be a Dallas Cowboy because – can George wait to the end of the season to get the most money possible for Seattle? I don't know. The Raiders, whatever. I do think he can get more money elsewhere. But also from George's camp, I would think he'd go, man, I'm having my best, most productive year with Dak Prescott, who knows how to get me the ball already. 6 games in, and we have a established connection. I have CeeDee Lamb, who he seems to enjoy hanging around.
Doing interviews together.
They're laughing. Dak, CeeDee have all said this is some of the most fun they've had playing football. Why take a – does George Pickens have the talent to be a wide receiver one on like 25 other teams? Yes.
100%.
But do you take that risk of maybe not having the same production, maybe not having that same chemistry, maybe you have a quarterback you don't like, maybe you have an OC that you don't get along with? Like, you have that here, and I would assume the Cowboys are going to pay you good money. Now, will it be top of the market the most? Maybe not. But I would think Pickens would also be like, hey, I want to play in this offense. We are so efficient right now.
Not to mention, you got no state income tax.
No state income tax, like – I know he wants to win, and that might play a factor, but if it's just a money thing, $3-4 million more to play for the Raiders, to play somewhere else that can offer
here's the thing, though. But here's the thing you got to, and your boy Smith and Jigba just scored a touchdown.
Let's go.
He also got a penalty.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a Raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other Raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
See, because he dunked the ball over the goalpost.
What a fantasy monster.
The fact that we're still...
Like, come on, I don't care.
No one cares. Like, come on.
Let him do whatever.
I mean, that's a pretty harmless touchdown celebration.
Unless it is volatile and you are doing sexual gestures or doing, like, stuff that has to do about, like, killing or gang stuff. If it's not those two, well, I'm saying, you know, they do the whole... Remember the guy that was shooting the fake guns at the ground? I get that. You're not trying to promote violence.
Definitely
in the NFL.
Do not want...
But
that.
I don't care if
my
it's
straight hung on the goalpost.
If it's
after
not any of those three things, bro, them do whatever they want, bro. Nobody cares. Even the kids, even the moms at home that are watching, that are the Karens.
Even the moms.
They don't care, man.
Unless they're playing against Smith and Jigba in their fantasy league. To your point, and just real quick, having played in Pittsburgh, I think Pickens is also very well in tune with the fact that all the fun I'm having and all the ability that I've been able to show off was never able to be done consecutively or consistently in Pittsburgh because I had to deal with three different quarterbacks. Yep. And so the question is...
Defensive-minded team in general.
Like, I got to go to a team that has a bona fide quarterback that they are going to want to put weapons around. But and so also, that adds a whole nother caveat.
You got to think about that. Bona fide quarterback, top 10 guy, will say that. How many of top 10 guys don't already have a wide receiver one? And he would step in and be that guy. Because that's what you would assume he'd want to do. Why go be a wide receiver two somewhere else?
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm with you on that. I mean, I'm thinking.
You're not going to be the wide receiver one in Detroit. You're not going to be it in Cincy. I guess maybe Baltimore.
Baltimore could use you.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Baltimore could use George Pickens like yesterday. Lamar Jackson, George Pickens.
No fuel. That'd be a terrible duo. They should not do that.
It'd be a lot of fun to watch in the regular season, playoff time, whole different conversation, but no.
Had to get your Chiefs bias in there real quick.
What's that?
Had to get your little Chiefs bias. Postseason, not everybody can be Mahomes. Lamar Jackson's awesome.
I mean, am I saying anything?
And you're not. Just saying, you had to get that in there.
Do I need to have a Chiefs bias?
You had to get that in there.
They did beat him in the AFC Championship game a couple years ago.
My God, this guy's Chiefs fandom just... Irks me.
You, I didn't. I literally just said one thing.
I read between the lines.
No, I
read between the lines. Postseason be a whole different story.
Is that
it's
a false
true
statement?
Okay, it's
so,
true.
So then why are you saying something?
Yeah, because I just know you brought it up because you're thinking
with
of the
had
Chiefs.
Nothing to do with that. No, had nothing sure. to do with that. Sure. I would say the same thing about the Steelers.
Oh yeah, because the Steelers and Ravens are on the same pecking order as far as Super Bowl chances. No, they're not.
Maybe this year.
Okay.
Man, I'm just mad that I didn't. I'm so mad at myself for not leaving the Ravens off my list when I had them off my list of playoff teams at the start of the year.
Yeah, you let me sway you
here
out of
I
it.
Was. You did.
I mean,
you
Dave
did.
Swavey, you
That's
had
all right. That's all right. Shout out to my boy Dave Swavey. He had a great event on Saturday, and I just overslept. All right, coming up next, it's time for a little fair or foul. 877-881-1053. Then the final hour of the program, we will do a top five tonight. Also, a little NBA Mavs action. Smelling like Cooper Flagg might be starting on Wednesday. Not that that's huge news, but where he's starting might be. Fair or foul next.
This next segment on the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Are we going to get excited about a Dodgers-Blue Jays World Series?
It's the blue squad, blue versus blue. I mean, we got that last year too. I guess
if you're a Crip, you're feeling good about things.
Dude, is blue the dominant color in baseball? Think about it. It was Yankees and Dodgers last year. Blue. You're gonna get blue either way. Dodgers in Seattle, or Dodgers,
different
and,
shades of blue, right? I mean, the Blue Jays in the Dodgers blue is very similar, whereas with the Yankees, it's more of a navy blue.
Yeah, but still blue nonetheless.
Still blue.
It's run by Blue in baseball.
Mm. Not Jaden Blue, though.
Not Jaden
Blue. Who had 7 carries for 34 yards yesterday. Yep. Not bad. You guys know what that music means. It's time for a little Fair or Foul, a segment where Fred is going to read a story from somewhere in the world of the internets. Maybe we share a personal vignette. Maybe we share a personal story of some sort, good, bad, or indifferent. And then you, the listener, the Tolo, the fatty, will decide whether or not it's fair or foul. China, at it again.
What a start.
A new advertising system.
I cannot take you serious. Are we 5 seconds into the segment and we're already
off? A new advertising system in China has gone viral for forcing users to watch ads before receiving toilet paper. The machines installed in public restrooms display short video commercials before dispensing limited paper through facial recognition technology. The initiative aims to reduce waste while generating ad revenue, but it has sparked public debate over privacy and convenience. Officials claim the move helps manage costs and paper consumption in high traffic areas, while critics argue it turns basic hygiene into an advertising opportunity. Fair foul, public toilets in China are making people watch ads for toilet paper.
Do I really need to answer this? I don't know if this has been more foul. This is super foul. Ads are everywhere, man.
They are.
They are in toilets now with facial recognition. So what if you really got to go?
You can still go. You're just going to have to stare at the paper towel dispenser while you're doing it to make sure you can wipe, or toilet paper dispenser.
I thought it said limiting paper, though. Like, that was the whole thing, so people aren't just...
Well, yeah, you're just going to have to keep looking at
you're
it.
You're going to have to watch the screen, and yeah. Jerry Jones can pop and be like, Tolo, baby, here's your toilet paper.
You know damn good and well. Could you imagine having to watch Jerry Jones 4 or 5 times get through a
dump? Now, I have to ask this. How long do we think the ads are? Because if it's 10 seconds, very annoying, but doable. If it's like a minute ad and you got to wait in between each scrap.
Somewhere between 15 to 30 seconds is what you... Now, the real question is, how many squares are you getting?
That's the other thing.
Per 30 seconds.
Because if it's 30 and you get 2 squares and you really ate Taco Bell, Taco Bueno before.
You better be watching.
Dude, that's messed up.
Do you have to get up? Here's the other question you got to ask yourself. Do you have to get up, kind of walk away for a second, and then sit back down to make them think that another person, or, you know, how much is too long?
There's so many questions this. What are the advertisements? Are they personalized to me? Like my For You page ones, where it's showing me ads of shoes and clothing stuff.
Does it really matter when you're taking a deuce and just need to clean up?
Wouldn't you rather have personalized ads, though, rather than random ads?
I mean, I'd rather have just ads that hurried up so I could just...
I want ads that don't have people in them. I don't want to be looking at people. I'm using the restroom.
Yeah. Well, not ideal. I mean, what is the go-to ad?
Probably a toilet paper ad.
You know?
So that would be smart. Other toilet paper companies jumping in. They're like, hey, Bounty.
D&M Leasing. Franklin Frankel.
Have you gotten an accident? Did you fall off the toilet?
Are you having an accident right now?
You don't want it too personalized. You were looking up that medicine, that ointment last week. We got you covered over here at K-Post.
Anyway, I'll give you 2 more squares if you put your phone number into that deal right now.
Oh, no.
Like, you could see that. I mean, I'm telling you, I think it's foul.
sign up for our newsletter, you get 4 squares.
There you go. Exact. See, I'm telling
and
you.
And when do ads ever stop? They always want more and more time and more space.
I mean, here I was thinking that, you know, ads at the urinal was too much.
How do you have an ad at the urinal? Oh, just playing in general, not stopping from doing anything.
While you're at the urinal, there's a TV screen right
there. That's not the end of the world. You just look away. Just don't look at it.
So what's stopping you from just bringing your own toilet paper?
That's a great question.
Because when have you ever brought your own toilet paper anywhere? 877-881-1053. When's the last time you guys had toilet paper on your person?
Last week. I mean, when's the last time you needed to know you had to bring it? I mean, if you're in China, you're like, hey, they play ads. I'm just going to start bringing toilet paper everywhere.
I mean, you know it's not long before it starts happening.
Are you not looking at the ad while it's playing when you're using a urinal?
Well, I mean, I don't think that it's going to flush regardless of whether or not you look at it. I mean, you're going to still use the bathroom whether or not that urinal or whether that ad's there. And you don't necessarily need, well, I mean, once you go
there's
in
no
the,
assistance,
what, I, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, once you go in the urinal, you're good, theoretically. Like, you can walk off. Maybe you hit the button or whatever, but or unless it's one of those that self flushes for itself.
I need the automatic sensors. We're in 2025. Me having to flush a urinal in a public space should not be a thing. I don't want to touch that handle.
How do you feel about using the bathroom at a trough?
At a bar, 10 out of 10. Yeah. Every bar should have it. It just
a trough. So you just everybody just
at a trough.
If
you are at a bar and or club, and it's not some like luxury club, and it's just like I'll say this at a bar. I won't say club. If you're at a bar. Country bar, dive bar. It should only be troughs.
You're okay with the trough style.
Dude, that's male camaraderie right there. The trough, shoulder to shoulder.
Wow.
Heads up, chatting about the bar. Heads got to be up.
What do you do about the guy that's over there?
Your head starts going down.
Whoa. I thought there was an ad over there, man. Sorry about that.
Your head starts going.
I just got back from China.
Your head starts going down at a trough. You're banned. You're banned from the trough. But I don't think any bar should have stall doors because that entices people to go number two. And that shouldn't be happening at the bar. Should not be happening. I don't care.
What if you have to, though?
Go to somewhere else. Go to the restaurant next door.
So I tell you what, I hope you never get the runs at a bar.
I'm just, dude, I don't, so if, what if I you, don't use number two at the bar.
I mean, I'm not saying you should, but I'm just saying sometimes your system, your body has other ideas.
Restaurant right next door.
What if there's not one?
Then,
what if
eat better. Don't drink as much. Wow. Be responsible. Be a grown man.
Listen to this.
Be a grown man and use the restroom at the house.
Guy.
If you're using number two at a bar regularly.
First of all, I think you have to, though, because of like.
I'm sure there's some code. Yeah. We'll have one. We'll have one in the corner and it'll be called the loser
and
corner.
It's disgusting.
It's called the loser corner.
Urine everywhere.
Bar, you know, clean, like,
you know how
week
sick
or something?
Your stomach would have to be to poo in the lone toilet that's been urinated all over.
And I hope you feel bad. Yeah, you should. There should only be troughs in bars. Because I assumed you asked that question thinking I would say no, but I'm very much a fan of that.
Of the trough?
In a bar only. Now, if we're at a nice club, if we're at a restaurant that I spent a lot of money for, I want my own urinal and I want a door.
Yeah.
Different environments.
Luxury restaurant with a trough. How do you feel about that?
I wouldn't love it. I'm at a country bar and there's a trough. I would expect that. I'm like, hey, come on, I'm really at the bar right now. With the boys, got a Dos Equis in my hand.
What about a hip-hop club with a trough?
Oh, it's getting spicy. I don't love that. Like, if I'm going to Citizen, I want my own stall because I probably got to debrief. I want to have my own moment. Maybe just talk to a really pretty girl. There's not troughs at the Cowboys media press box. That would be really weird. What's up, Mashota?
Head up. Eyes forward.
Hey, Nick Harris, I see you. Heads up.
Forward. This ain't China.
Who did we run into the restroom yesterday with? There was a bunch of us in there. It was me, you, Chiafalo, Yarish.
Yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah.
I didn't go to the bathroom with any of y'all yesterday.
Yes, you did, because I started playing your audio. You don't remember that? I started playing.
That's because I was leaving as you were coming in.
I think it was me, you, Yarish, and Chiafalo. We were all in there chatting.
I mean, I go in,
talk
handle
about
my
deep
biz,
cowboy
and
secrets.
Then get the hell out of it. It's too much. All right. Foul on the fair on troughs.
Spell
at
it.
Country bars.
Spell it.
Troughs?
Yeah.
T-R-O-F-T-S.
I would have spelled it T-R-A-U-F-F. That's how I would have spelled it if you'd asked.
Trough?
No, trough. Trough. Trophy. Are you using the trough?
Where are you at on troughs, Trevor?
I do think Trevor they should Croft. Be in the Cowboys media, though. I think that should be in the press box.
You talk to Jerry about that.
I will.
Next time he's on the show, we'll make sure we run that
by. I don't want to say because I'm going to get made fun of. So.
No, you won't.
You don't even know what I said, no?
He's, yeah.
I don't know what you said. Okay. I don't like him because I have pee fright. It's more hard for me to piss next to a guy. That's just what it is. It is what it is.
Is it only if you make eye contact with them or just knowing they're there?
Yeah.
That's important information. Yeah. Which one?
I don't know.
Which one?
I mean, I'm not going to make eye contact with another guy.
So just knowing that another guy's in the restroom.
You feel as though, do you think if maybe somebody put their arm around you while at the trough, it would make
See,
you feel
I'd have
better.
To really, and this is going to put me deeper in the trough, as we'd say.
Yeah.
If I'm leaning into it, I'm fine. But I'd have to really lean into this.
What? The trough.
Let's get weird.
Physically, mentally? What do you mean leaning into it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if we're a bunch of dudes just hanging out in the bathroom and, like, that's what it is, then I'd be okay. That's what I'm saying. I'm a weird guy. We did weird crap.
I'm so lost. So you're
final hour of the program. That's what I'm saying. Let's get down to it.
That made no sense. He said he's pee fright, but if there was a bunch of dudes, he's not.
Okay. Hey, look, final hour of the program. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.